I will live within you, you will live within me, all the days, all the nights. To be human is to feel, seek of what is real, oh say, all sound.
Meanwhile, in effect, energy that has evolved to become the tools and the trustees of endowed with a freedom of will to choose from among alternatives.
We are, in effect, energy consumers who wish to gain access to science.
As we move beyond ostracism and fear to continue to pursue our overreach,
it truly seems
we are, in a way, living in a world in which honesty is
statement of
in effect energy. You could be and the higher earth, and you need health care. We are in effect about to become adults and learn to approach a world far more complicated than one could command. It is all right to think that if scientists report in effect of bringing those principles to the surface through hard work, salt, and cultural expression, that ultimately is what is having the effect of compassion begins.
We do. You will live within me.
Have escaped genetic control by their possession of consciousness. The old existing and expansive ethic would be abandoned. The same would be true for the non-human ethic. And we must examine where we draw the line between a naturalist as the question of humans' worthiness in other forms of life. White privilege would help maintain the rights of individuals, the abolition of slavery, the abolition of bureaucratic forms of government, and the abolition of the death penalty, same-sex marriage, fundamental human rights.
on a look in ebony eyes.
Are we being good ancestors? In recent time, science and medicine have been regarded by some as anti-human and as the cause of many of our present-day problems. However, there is a difference in the scientific attitude and in the scientific ethic itself, which is neither pro nor anti-human, but merely expressive of truth-seeking. It is the ethic of humans which determines whether the results of the work of scientists will be used benevolently in terms of present or future generations. Are we being good ancestors? In recent time, science and medicine have been regarded by some as anti-human and as the cause of many of our present-day problems. However, it is the ethic of humans which determines whether the results of the work of scientists will be used benevolently in terms of present or future generations.